Harper Audio presents Money 911, Careers and Work, by Gene Chatsky with Arielle McGowan, read by Gene Chatsky. Copyright 2010 by Samuel Bennett, Inc. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Careers and Work. Question 111. How do I ask for a raise? Asking for a raise is daunting even when you've more than earned it. But the best way to calm your nerves is by doing your homework so that you can walk into your negotiation prepared. First and foremost, take a look back at your performance and make a list of your accomplishments over the past year or two, or however long it's been since you had a review. Despite what you may think, this review is not about the calendar. Being with a company for 6 months or a year does not guarantee you a raise. It's about the work you've produced and your employer's financial situation. If you've seen signs around the office that your employer is being affected by a downturn or a decline in business, layoffs, scaled-back bonuses, no more birthday cakes, now is not the best time to have this conversation. Raising the issue may make you look as though you're out of touch. If you decide to go for it, schedule a meeting with your boss. Scheduling in advance will communicate to your boss that you know his or her time is valuable. Then, research, research, research. You need to know what you're worth. A good place to start is by finding out the salary range for someone else in your position in your same location. You can do so by referencing the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Outlook Handbook at bls.gov, payscale.com, or salary.com. And don't forget to take into account any special skills or certifications that are an asset to your job.